This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days until the election, President Donald Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, concentrated their efforts on the state of Florida Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
On opposite sides of Florida.
I love this state and I love the people of this state.
You hold the key.
Joe Biden telling a Broward County crowd if Florida goes blue,
it's over.
In Tampa, the president reminded supporters Florida backed him 4 years ago and must again.
When we win, Florida wins and America wins. It's very simple.
Besides Florida, Biden this week will visit three more states that voted Trump in 2016, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Michigan, where on Saturday he'll have a joint rally with former President Obama. President Trump has his own rally blitz planned, with more than a dozen events in a final sprint to Tuesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 7 months. But the coronavirus is still forcing many employers to cut jobs. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
751,000 Americans applied for unemployment aid last week. The Labor Department says that's a drop of 40,000 from the previous week, but it's still historically high and underscores that a full recovery from the pandemic recession remains far off. The government also says the economy expanded at a record 33% annual rate in the third quarter. That's a sharp rebound from the spring when the economy shrank at a 31% annual rate. But the increase recovers only about two-thirds of what was lost to the pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on